Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ball Not Court podcast host Cortez Paul, along with my co-host Kevin Carter. I want to thank you folks for tuning in today and listening to the show. Basically, we cover basketball, football, NCAA, or anything that's related to current events with a humorous twist to it, at least. You can follow the podcast at BIOC Podcast at X or Twitter. We're also on Instagram at the same name, BIOC Podcast. And you go to our YouTube channel. That's also BIOC Podcast. Our Facebook page is Balls Not Court Podcast. So if you could please just give us a like, shout, comment on any of those, and definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Balls Not Court Podcast. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Balls Not Court podcast. Cortez Paul is here. Got Paul Mack, Kevin Carter for the second time again today. And also, I have a special guest joining me this evening from the Clutch Experience podcast. The Clutch Experience.
Clutch, yeah. Clutch Experience.
Producer and host. Yeah. Mr. Tom Childs.
Yes, sir.
Tom, welcome to the show, man. How you doing this evening, sir?
Doing great, man. You know, finally, I feel finally famous, you know. Cortez finally got me in on the tube, so I'm good.
Exactly, man. Hey, I'm glad to have you. We always chop it up at the hole. And
Hey. You can't be telling people where I'd be at.
Whoa.
You can't be telling people where I'd be at, Cortez. What hole are we talking about?
Whoa.
You and Dwight Howard in the same hole?
Yeah, y'all and Dwight been hanging out in the hole. Oh.
I can't reach whatever hole he's in. That's too tall.
What I do is just lob it up. All I can do is just lob it up there and see where y'all take it, man. But to be clear, where we go hang out and grab a couple of drinks and stuff like that. So me and Tom is always chopping up about sports. So solid dude, man. Mr. Carter.
What's up?
We had it again today, man.
But I decided y'all needed a little between you and Paul. Y'all needed a little energy of people that actually have a winning record. Since you're going to talk about football,
you and Tom knowing the feeling of a winning record. Me and Paul don't really know about winning records, so. But
you did win, though.
We did win.
That's true. We're a bunch of winners in this chat here.
I forgot y'all.
Winning team, man. So it's all good. For one week, I can put out my chest a little bit. So
yeah, there's one particular person in here that really had a winning week when we talk about picks, and we'll talk about that later.
Absolutely. Hey, and then here's the funny thing now, because we did the picks and we'll let Paul dive into that later on. Now it's going to be Mr. Tom versus KC. So
ain't nobody want none of this. We saw what happened last week. Hey,
so Tom, guess what? You're the guest picker and your record is going to be put against Mr. Carter here later on. So be ready for that, man. We'll recap that the following week. But Mr. Mack, how you doing today, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm tired. Was moving all weekend. In between moving, I spent a whole day at Epcot, so my dogs are hurting, but we're here. We're here.
Yeah, man. You're now deep in Orlando now, huh?
That's it. I'm in the O.
You're in the
city,
O, man.
The city beautiful. Here I am.
Oh, the city beautiful.
In the O.
In the O. Gotta work on my O face.
Whoa.
What the white said.
Oh, God. Darn it. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I am done with the Dwight Howard jokes. I know there's been a lot of jokes going around. This is one of our best players playing in NBA Orlando franchise history, and there's a lot of things going on, accusations or whatnot. Proven, he's innocent to proven guilty. How about that, guys?
Well, if the allegations are true, that was some real magic happening over there, pal. So,
well, let me put it like this. If the allegations are true, we accept everybody here on Cortez's show. You know what I mean? I think that's what he's trying to say.
Ball's in the name, so it's
fine.
That's why
he's bringing this up. I think Cortez is ahead of the game. He's ahead of the curve. And, you know, he accepts all. So I'm here to commend you, Cortez.
I'm sure Dwight's a long-time listener, so feel free. Dwight Howard, come on the show anytime you want, bud. We'll take you here anytime.
Yeah, first off, we need to all stop being dicks. Oh. Because Dwight would really like it. Yeah.
He would.
All right. Can we move forward? Paul, I'm glad you're doing well. Tom, glad to have you on the show. Kevin, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you back, sir. So let's transition into week 7.
People should have to pay for a little Kevin 2-for-1. That's crazy.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Must be nice that. You know what? Week 7. Give me a song to describe week 7. And I'm gonna start with Paul. I know he knows his stuff. So give me a song that you can describe that started this NFL season here.
I actually had one and I forgot. But I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna say "Shake It Off" by Taylor Swift, because Giants shook it off.
God darn it, Paul! God, you knew I was coming back, and you had to freaking bring her ass up.
That's it. The Baltimore, the Ravens offense shook it off. Everybody was shaking it off. Everybody was shaking off some cobwebs.
So God damn it!
And because Travis Kelce had like the game of his life the other day. So
Jesus Christ.
All right. So, Mr. Carter, give me a song to describe week 7. It can be hip hop, rock, anything. What
it's
song?
It's still Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. This whole season has been nothing but a crazy train. So that kind of sums it all up. And then even when the games are going on and just the flux of the games and how they turn out, it's just been crazy so far this year. So I'm going to go with Crazy Train.
Tom.
I'm going to go the easy way out, man. Fly like an eagle, baby. See
it. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
But you know what?
I thought the Taylor Swift shit was bad.
I don't, bro. Hey, but it goes both ways because Tariq Hill almost flew like an eagle on ass. I was scared. He almost flew up out of there, bro. I was scared. Well, we held it down.
I want to shout out Fall Out Boy.
It's funny because it's funny because the Eagles are doing Dwight Howard's favorite play, the tush push.
The brotherly shove.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a butt. Yep, Dwight Howard's favorite play.
Can't take y'all nowhere. Can't take y'all nowhere. But I got sugar. We going down. A lot of surprising.
Another one of Dwight Howard's favorite songs too.
All right, this we gonna move on to the next topic. We're still bringing up Dwight Howard. It was 7 minutes into the podcast.
Do you still have his jersey? I know you had a Dwight Howard jersey, bro. You still got it?
Absolutely.
Don't you?
In the closet.
No more. I'm not gonna come back out either. Now you gotta bring it out.
Uh oh.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, God. God. Damn it.
Oh man.
Shit.
Dude, you were fucking are you Penny Hardaway right now? Cause you're throwing lobs at me like I'm Shaq. Like this shit.
I'm sorry, I'm no more out of me. No more out of me. I'm done.
Listen, man.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Back to football. I legit got his jersey in the closet, man. So
let's just... yeah, man. Hopefully it stays. Hopefully it stays
take that,
there.
Take that shit out, bro. Take that shit out, man.
No, keep it in. Don't bring it out. Son of a bitch.
Can I ask a home jersey is a white jersey too?
Oh, damn it.
Okay. Football. Listen. Let's get into it, man.
Did you also buy it a few? Did you also only buy it a few years ago? That's why it's still young.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. More impressive victory. The Chiefs over the Chargers, which was 31-17, or the Ravens over the Lions, which was 38-6. And I'm going to start with Paul. Which was the more impressive victory?
Chargers fucking stink.
Exactly.
It's definitely Baltimore over Detroit. I mean, I'm pretty sure we all picked Detroit last week to win that game.
No. No.
Kevin. All right, I get it. Wait your turn. Detroit was 5-1. They were rolling. You know, I personally was taking shots at the Ravens the last like 3 weeks about how their offense seems broken. Well, fuck me, right? They figured it out. So I'm going to go ahead and say Baltimore just straight obliterated the Detroit Lions. Lamar Jackson did what he had to do.
Chiefs over Chargers or the Ravens over Lions?
It was Ravens over. The most impressive win over the weekend was, I'll give them credit, the Eagles. But then Baltimore definitely beating the hoo-ha out of Detroit was way impressive.
Thomas, your thoughts, and who's a more impressive victory? Tell me a clean sweep here.
Yeah, of course it is, man. Because, I think the Ravens still have it's early in the season, still have a good record. But Chiefs are always expected to win, and they played a trash team. You know what I mean? So it was an easy pick right there. You know what I mean? It wasn't even impressive. You know what I mean? It was just an old school whooping. You know what I mean? It wasn't even – I kind of saw that coming, you know what I mean? Because Lamar hasn't been playing too well, but he's been playing good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's one of the elite. He's going to break out. He's going to have more games like that. So, it was easy.
Yeah, man, Lamar, like he was back in 2019. Had 357 yards and 3 touchdowns. And
he was balling. He
took off. Yeah. And then also –
To me, what it looked like was Detroit was that young team that was buying into their own hype because everybody was hyping them up, Cortez. Everybody hypes them up too much. That was hyping them up. And then all of a sudden they hit that thing where you've got to come back down to reality a little bit. They'll figure it back out because they're still a young team, but that's kind of what this one showed up to me. It was like, yeah, we're buying in our own hype. And then it just takes that one team to bring you back down a little bit. Bring you down a couple of notches, and then you'll be able to figure stuff out and then go on from there. But that was an ass whoop.
Yeah, no, it was total domination, man. Like, it was just the Ravens made Jared Goff uncomfortable. Like, he had one interception and 2 fumbles. None of them got lost. But, you know, this is Jared Goff who had 3 interceptions all year. So, and then, you know, this. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm sorry. I said, but you got all this thing going back to Lamar, too. He had no sacks. No interceptions. You know what I mean? Like, this is his first game this year with no interceptions. You know what I mean? So, when he plays like that, you can't stop that man. He's playing smart football.
He also wasn't the leading rusher on the team, which,
exactly.
Which is real nice, too. So, yeah. So, you know, that's always a big one because he's usually going to be the leading rusher and he's throwing the – he just has the ball in his hands too much. And if he's giving it away – you know, it's just extras for the other team. So 9 different guys had receptions. Gus Edwards ran for 64 yards and a touchdown on 14 carries. So they really limited the load that Lamar had. So, I mean, I think that's the blueprint as long as he ain't turning the ball over. I think that they can get to kind of where we thought they were going to be when the season started. I know they were Cortez's pick to win that division. So we'll see how it goes. But I think if they can do that and play turnover-free football and then force turnovers on the other side, watch out.
Yeah, crazy.
Nah, I agree. I think that Zay Flowers pick is picking off. Rookie from Boston College looking like a really good option for him. I know usually the most time it was just Mark Andrews was pretty much his main passing target. Odell Beckham is there to provide just veteran leadership if they do plan to make a deep postseason run. So Definitely, I picked the Ravens to come out of the division, which is we will hop on that division a little bit later. But definitely an impressive win against Detroit, who's a number one ranked offense and top two scoring defense in the NFL up leading to week seven. So
yeah, but you got to also think, like you said, definitely coming out, but the teams in that division ain't that good. You got the Steelers, the Browns. And
Bengals.
Yeah, come on. All they got to do is, like you said, turnover free football, and I think they got that thing in the bag, bro. That's just me.
For sure. All right, let's transition to the next topic. Let's talk about the Miami Dolphins lose to the Eagles 31-17. This is always a big question of the season that me and Paul have been talking about. Ken was on a couple episodes as well, too, before. Taking a step back a little bit. But we were just talking about Miami about to win the big game. This was their chance against Philly to try to win a big game, man. And just didn't go their way. So, Thomas, I want you to go first, since you're the Eagles fan, about breaking down your team. And then about Miami, just they have to have that big game resume. Who this Miami Dolphins team is.
So, when you see the Eagles – well, this year, we haven't scored that many points, right? I think this is the first game that we scored 30 or more. Might be the second. But we didn't really do anything different as far as on the offensive side of the ball, other than Jalen might have been protecting a little bit better than the last couple of games. We got some injuries on defense like every other team. But we just played a good game, man. Darius Slay kind of sealed that game for us. Our defense is always coming up big for us. But Swift is looking crazy. Swift is looking like old Detroit. You know what I mean? He's busting ass. You know what I mean? So, and again, almost like Lamar. When Jalen's sharing the ball and he's not running too much, the option is there. You know what I mean? So you're putting that defense on their toes. And that's basically what they did, man. They played their game. It was just a solid game out of them, man. I can't say it was the best game we played all year. It might be because it's probably the better team, but I think we got better games in us. But that was a good win, though.
Okay. Kev, your thoughts about Miami and this game, and what about Miami trying to get that big game resume on their resume?
Miami's so suspect on the defensive side of the ball, especially with their injuries they're got and still waiting on guys to come in and play. That's where they're suspect. And when Philadelphia doesn't turn the ball over, they can tush push their way all the way down the field on people. So it went kind of the way I saw. What got me was Philly being able to assert themselves on the defensive side of the ball. Again, it was looking like Miami was still going to be able to fly around on them, but then Philly figured out some things and shut that shit down from the get-go, and Miami couldn't really get their running game going, which is key for Miami because almost all of their down-the-field plays happen because they can play action, and they use that speed they got at the running backs to create mismatches and shit like that. But it didn't work this game for some reason, and Philly figured it out pretty quick. But Miami is one of those teams that you're like, they just look good, and then they come upon somebody that just is on that equal footing in them or a little bit better, and then they kind of bring themselves back to earth. It's like yeah, we'll beat the Broncos 70-20, but when we play somebody that we get scared about, like playing Buffalo or somebody like that, which we've seen from Buffalo the past few weeks, they're not world killers, but damn, they beat the shit out of Miami. So it's just Miami has to have that mindset that they can play with anybody, and once they figure it out, they'll be okay. But they just need to make some major adjustments on the defensive side of the ball.
Gotcha. Paul, your thoughts about this game and Miami still trying to get that big game on their resume?
I think Miami, I think they're missing Achane a little bit, because like that guy was a nice little 1-2 punch with Mostert. Explosive, catch the ball out of the backfield. That running game for sure is a big part of that offense because there's a lot of those plays down the field. Obviously, Tyreek Hill's still going to get his plays, but I think when they're not you know, equally running as they are to passing, and if they get down and you have to rely upon Tua to drop back and throw a whole bunch, that's where you start to see the turnovers and stuff like that. So, I mean, he hasn't turned the ball over all that much all year, so to see him with a turnover, but zero out of the running game. I mean, they only ran for probably like, what was it, like 70 yards or something, like not even like 50 yards. Yeah, for not even less than 50 yards for the whole game. And that's not how the Dolphins play. So I think they're missing that little 1-2 punch in the backfield. You still got to be careful with Tua. Can't let him get big hits. So putting pressures on Tua is huge. Obviously, Darius Slay didn't play last week, I don't think, when the Eagles lost. So having him back was huge in the defensive backfield. And then you just got Jalen Hurts, man. Like, limit the load. Like, don't make that guy do everything. Like, 23 of 31, 279, two touchdowns. He had a pick, but they got that pick back from Tua, so it didn't really hurt him too bad. And then you got A.J. Brown, which that guy is just
– God.
Automatic.
Right. That guy – automatic. I don't know who hurt that guy's feelings or what, but that guy is just upset.
Tennessee did.
They want to give him that bag.
I know one thing. Philadelphia needs to thank Tennessee because they have renamed him fucking – now they made the trade to get Bird. You got freaking Brown for hardly anything. I'm like, yep. y'all need to put out a thank you letter for the Tennessee Titans for being y'all's farm system.
Oh, they're getting Christmas cards for the next like 3 to 5 years. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I tell you what, the Tennessee Titans are good, but then we pick up this dude for $6 million for a year that's probably not even gonna play. Goddamn, what's the wide receiver we just picked up from Tampa that played last in Tampa?
You're talking about Julio Jones?
Yeah, Julio, man. I don't think Julio's going to do nothing, bro. Like, I think he was a 2 or 3 downs last night and caught one pass for like 3 yards, and he looked like Julio. The new Julio, not old Julio, the new Julio. So, $6 million for a year for that dude. I was saying, 2 or 3 mil. $6 million, come on.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
I'm trying to be cautious with the Dolphins because I know they're down there 2 corners and Ramsey and Howard out to the injuries and stuff like that. They still need a signature win. Listen, I'm going to give Philly a whole lot of credit because, as Paul mentioned, that run game was just stifled by them. Like, Philly's, like, defensive tackles and defensive ends and linebackers are just top-notch. They're just – I don't know what it is, man. They can just rotate their guys in and out the bench, and they're just deep there. So when you try to really run against Philly, it's tough to against them.
Philly's got the freaking Georgia Bulldog line for the past 4 years.
Basically. Yeah, but you got to also think, man, we did get a lot of Georgia's players, but – we got at least 3 guys on that line that had 10 sacks last year. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, y'all had 4. You had 4 guys. Yeah. You had 4 people.
Well, with this motherfucker left. Yeah, this motherfucker left, but we still have the remaining 3, and then you still got Jalen Carter.
Then you just add Jalen Carter. Yeah, y'all can kiss my ass with all these people y'all got. God damn. I'm like, God damn. I'm like, can somebody draft these people from Georgia before they get to Philadelphia, for Christ's sake? Good. Hey, God, it's a
one-way ticket to the resurrection, as Scarface would say, bro.
Well, y'all got to be careful with Jalen, though, because he will fucking – speed and get somebody into a car wreck and shit like that. So y'all gotta be careful with him.
All right, good stuff, guys. Let's go to the next topic. All right, so there was a bunch of 1-win teams that saw their second victory.
Hey,
so it was the Broncos, the Bears, the Pats, the Giants. Oh,
who was that first one you said? I didn't hear.
Oh, the the Broncos. Denver. Oh. That's right. Go Broncos.
All right. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I think I cut out.
And the second one you should have been the Giants.
Oh, yeah?
Hey. Mm-hmm. I saw some Giants there, too. So, and I said the Giants the last one, but those are the 4 teams that came out and got a victory. Now, the Vikings won, too.
They came out. Everything revolves back to Dwight Howard.
Golly. All right. So, which 2-5 team shocked to get their second win? I think we're all going to agree on this one as well, too. But, Kevin, go ahead and start with who you thought was the most impressive 1-win team that got a second victory.
One, you were one win teams that got a second victory. Nobody was impressive. Nobody was impressive. Just be thankful that all you guys got a second win. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all played well. Congratulations on getting to win number two.
I appreciate it.
Paul, you're well.
Your thoughts? Who's the most impressive?
It's got to be New England, right? The Patriots. Yeah. Although I know Buffalo's been that team that we consistently
Buffalo was jet lagged from having to go from Buffalo to New England. That's their excuse. They're still jet lagged.
Oh,
I said Buffalo. Buffalo's that team. Buffalo's that team that we always say takes, you know, one step forward, two steps back. They're another one. They're the opposite of Miami. They show up in big games, and then they do stuff like this, which is just, you know, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, I don't know if it's a Madden curse on Josh Allen. I don't know what's going on. Dude keeps turning the ball over like nobody's business. But he got outplayed by Mac Jones, and Mac Jones couldn't even get on the cover of Dwight Howard Nudie magazine.
Oh my God.
Never mind the cover of Madden. But what is this? I mean,
10 Dwight Howard jokes?
It's just, you know, it's Bill Belichick. I mean, the guy's just going to keep working, man. And it's a rivalry game, big game. He's at home. It was for his 300th career win, I think. They were playing for a lot, get that win at home. So, you know, kudos to Mac Jones. Guy played 25 of 30, 272 and two touchdowns, no turnovers. I mean, you're gonna win a lot of football games playing like that. So again, like most quarterbacks we've seen last week, keep it simple. Don't let them turn the ball over. Don't ask too much of them. And weird stuff can happen. But will we see that again from Mac Jones? I don't know. But kudos to Mac Jones because the Patriots really needed that win.
Yeah. Thomas, you agree with that, or you pick another one-win team that was?
Nah, I was going to say the Broncos was good. But and the reason why I have Russell as a backup, and I had to play him this week. But he still didn't give me no – never mind. Anyway, I'm going to go with the Patriots, man. I'm not just going to say Mac Jones because, as you see, Mac Jones was playing like doo-doo for the last couple games. That offensive line was balling. Definitely Stevenson stepped up and he was running his ass off. You know what I mean? But he's also a good blocker. So they actually block pretty well for Mac Jones because if you see him in any of the games, he's running for his life. You know what I mean? So it was offensive line that stood up and beat up on the not even a bad Buffalo team, man. I think it was one of those any given Sunday games. You know what I mean?
They're still jet lagged. They're jet lagged. That's the excuse all of Buffalo is using.
They just got caught in the hills, man.
Yeah, I concur. I think we all agree that it was New England. Matt Jones only had 5 incompletions out of 30 attempts, 300 yards, as Thomas mentioned about Ramondre Stevenson doing the little things and running the ball. And just whenever you can have time possession and you don't turn over the ball, you get your chance to self win the game, even against a contender. But Buffalo is just one of those coulda, woulda, shoulda teams. It's time's running out with them. It's still early, but it's one of those this is the game that Buffalo should have won, but they didn't win. But nonetheless,
the thing about it is they got everything. They got everybody. They got everything.
Yeah.
They got everything.
And I know they bound a few injuries from the Jaguars when they went to London, but besides that, they still, like I said earlier,
most of the teams in the NFL have injuries on both sides of the ball and great players that need to be playing. But they got everybody.
They also got the key thing, the turnover prone quarterback. And that's where things are falling apart. He's reverted back to old Josh Allen instead of Josh Allen from last year.
Definitely. All right. Well, let's transition into the AFC North. And as Thomas criticized earlier, but I'm going to let him dive on this. So 3-4 teams have a top 7 record in the AFC conference. One team is basically at 500, which is Cincinnati 3-3. Pittsburgh and Cleveland are at 4-3. The Baltimore Ravens at 5-2. So Thomas, do you think this is, I mean, listen, this is the only team that's got a 500 above record in it. So I already think you already elaborated on this a little bit. So I want you to elaborate a little bit more. You just feel like Pittsburgh is the, not Pittsburgh, but you mentioned that Baltimore is the cream of the crop of the division. So you think the rest of these teams just going to fizzle out?
No, because they got to play each other twice a year. All those games are hard games when you're playing conference teams. But other than, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say this because y'all might like these quarterbacks, but the other three teams have quarterback issues. It's not like they don't have a quarterback. Their quarterback's all been playing like shit, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Because the Steelers, you got Burrow that's hot and cold. And then who you got us? Steelers, Patriots. I mean,
Deshaun Watson, I think, got hurt.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson got hurt.
PJ Walker's playing right now.
So it's quarterback issues, man.
Okay.
Lamar's been, even though people have been saying he's what, they're 5-2?
Yeah, they're 5-2.
Yep.
He ain't been playing that bad.
No. They're winning games wise ugly, I guess.
Yeah.
If you can win games wise ugly, you'll take it.
Yeah.
So ugly win is better than a pretty loss.
And we can say that all day, like, of course, if a quarterback plays well, the team wins. Nah, it's not that all the time. But I think in this case, with this division, I think it's that, man.
All right. Gotcha. Paul, your thoughts about this division?
I think you look at someone like Cleveland, right? They're 4-2. But that they've had a few easy games. They had obviously the surprise win against a completely depleted 49er team and just an ugly game. So, I mean, they could easily be, you know, 3-3, 2-4. So some stuff rolled their way. I mean, playing against Gardner Minshew last week.
He sucks. Whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's why we got rid of him. That's why we got rid of him.
I said when the
that's why we got rid of him.
The way the season started, it looked like it was going to be Baltimore's division to lose. And then obviously the Bengals starting off slow helps that cause. And it gives the Ravens time to kind of figure out their offense, because that was really the only issue, was their offense was just kind of stagnant and they were still winning games. I still worry about Baltimore in close games, but if they can get off the way they got off against, they did last week against Detroit, then they don't have to really worry about that. But, you know, Kenny Pickett ain't a guy you got to worry about. I mean, obviously Pittsburgh's got a great defense. But if their offense can't, you know, put points on the board or whatever, but I just think a lot of the teams are going to start to fizzle out as the year goes on. I think once we start getting a couple more weeks, a lot of those teams are going to fizzle out, and then the cream is always going to rise to the top. So Baltimore should pull away. You know, the Bengals might make it interesting if they can get hot. But you know, they're still trying to figure it out with Joe Burrow. So it's an interesting dynamic. Cause again, like Tom said, they play each other twice a year and those are always competitive games. So most of those teams, you're going to have potentially, you know, at least four losses in your division just from playing each other, even if you win the other one. So, you know, you go 1-1 against everybody. So, or, you know, three losses to your opponents or whatever. But so, I mean, a big chunk of your losses could come from teams in your own division just because all those AFC North teams play well against each other. But I think the Browns, especially if Deshaun Watson is going to be out, their schedule is probably going to get a little bit harder. They'll fizzle out a little bit. I don't think Pittsburgh is good enough to make a run. If Cincinnati makes it interesting, but I just think it's Baltimore's division to lose. They're the most well-rounded team in that division, especially if they're running the ball and Lamar Jackson's not making turnovers. I think right now at the you know, almost halfway point, optics wise, sure, is it cool? Is it like, oh man, there's seven of the best records in the AFC or in the AFC North, but everyone else is just under. I think everyone else is just underperforming versus those other teams overperforming. I think it's just a lot of the other teams around them that just aren't playing well right now.
Yeah, Kev, your thoughts on the division and having all teams being 500 above?
Yeah, I don't care. That division's gonna beat the crap out of. That division is going to do what they always do. They're going to beat the crap out of each other, and then it's going to come down to the who can deal with the injuries and who plays, who has the quarterback that's not going to make the stupid mistakes more than anybody else. Because like Paul said, and like everybody else has said, every time any of these teams play each other, it's a nail biter. It's a tough game. Even when the other teams just absolutely suck, it's still a close, it's still a close thing. So I think Baltimore's got the edge right now, but when it starts getting going and you start seeing guys, teams get a little bit more healthier or teams start to get more injured, then we'll see what happens. That division is always a battle of nutrition. Just who can survive it and get out of it.
Do you call it a battle of nutrition?
Yeah.
I don't think that's it.
Attrition.
You gotta eat your veggies.
Exactly. You gotta drink your fucking milk. You gotta eat your fucking vegetables. Take your vitamins. Say your prayers, brother. Oh, sorry. I went into Hulk Hogan mode. My bad.
All right. Before we transition from this topic, here's the next 4 weeks. Ravens is at Cardinals versus Seahawks versus Browns versus Bengals. Steelers are on a bye. Versus Jags, versus Titans, versus the Packers, and at the Browns.
There's one L.
Yeah. The Browns are at the Seahawks versus the Cardinals, at the Ravens versus the Steelers. The Bengals, this is a tough stretch right here. They're at 49ers versus the Bills versus the Texans and at the Ravens. I was still trying to hope that maybe the Bengals would get out of this and make it a fight. No, but out of these four teams, they got an uphill battle. They got to climb here. 49ers, Bills, and Ravens. And Texans can always be that element of surprise. Oof, Bengals got it tough. But the Ravens really got a chance to really get some separation here.
Yeah,
sure do.
So, yeah, I think the Steelers and the Browns are just – they're benefiting from like other teams. This is the great thing about NFL, guys, is that there's so much parity that every week we're just scratching our heads when something's just like, yo, that just doesn't seem right. But it's unpredictable. That would make NFL the NFL. It's one of those that you like, wait, like the Ravens spanked the Lions how much?
And the Patriots beat the who?
Yeah. It's just crazy. So that's why I say it's why we play the games. But it is set up for the Ravens to really pull away from this division. I think more things will still balance out, even though we're going into week 8. So I just wanted to paint out a video. That's pretty much right now, as it's record-wise, it's the best division in football. So here's the fun part. For Tom, you already described your team a little bit, if you want to go more into this, but we get to assess our own team performance. And we're all winners this week.
Yeah.
We're all winners this week. But I'm going to start with Kevin Carter. I'm going to start with Kevin Carter because he's feeling himself. It's Jaguars.
5-2.
Speak on it, my man. We
haven't been able to say we are 5-2 through 7 games since 2017. Since 2007. Some people that might listen to this podcast wasn't even born then. So I'm just, there hasn't been this much excitement around here for what's going on here in a long while. And it's cool to finally be like, well, we don't suck. And it's now I get to see the fun that other teams had for years back here finally. And I'm like, yeah, it's good. And everybody and the national media is some of the stupidest motherfuckers I have ever seen in my life. Thursday night football comes on. Richard Sherman starts just talking out of his asshole about the Jaguars, and it didn't make no sense at all. Like, he was saying things that wasn't factual. It's like half these people that talk about Jacksonville don't watch the game, look at the stats, and then just go from there. He said, well, Trevor hasn't been performing at the level we think he needs to be performing at? Or well, most of the time he's on a short field because the defense has come up with turnovers because they're one of the top teams in the league getting turnovers right now. Then after they get their turnovers, they've been handing the ball off to Travis Etienne, who's one of the best running backs in the league right now. And he's got multiple touchdown games. Trevor hasn't had to do anything because they've been giving the ball to other people. Like, just watch the game and learn about what's going on with the Jaguar team before you make stupid-ass comments. It just gets on my nerves. It's like people not watching whoever else and deciding just because you look at a stat and they're not mind-blowing means that they're playing horrible. I'm like, man, come on, dude. Just get out of here. But we're 5-2. That's all that matters to me right now. We'll have a chance in 3 weeks to wrap up the division if we keep winning.
Good, man. Hey, I know you're excited. Jacksonville, dang good team. We all on this show initially picked them to win their division. The division started off with tougher than it initially had, but
now it sucks. Yeah.
And now it's picking up. Mr. Mack, also, welcome to the winner's circle. Speak about your team, sir.
Hey, amen. Battle of nutrition for the Giants, man. Just need to eat their vegetables and stay healthy and
say their prayers.
That's it.
But take your vitamins.
I know it was the Commanders, but
and play the Commanders every week.
Tyrod Taylor, man. Hats off to Tyrod Taylor. Veteran quarterback, been in the league for a long time. Knows what he has to do. I know he got kind of ripped apart last week because he mismanaged some time in the red zone there. And, he got chewed out on national TV, but, we've all been chewed out before. It's fine. But to rebound, 18 to 29, 279, two touchdowns, no turnovers. They ran the shit out of Saquon Barkley. So good to see he's healthy again. He had 21 carries. He caught for a touchdown. Darren Waller finally showed up because they're getting the goddamn ball because, Daniel Jones isn't running around like a white kid in the wrong neighborhood. Darren Waller had seven catches, 98 yards and a touchdown. Saquon had 41 receiving yards on top of 77 rushing yards and a touchdown. So it wasn't a high scoring game. It wasn't exciting at all. But seeing how the offense is supposed to go with these weapons that they acquired in the offseason, the Darren Wallers and getting a healthy Saquon Barkley, just keep games close. The defense needs to show up. They forced a couple turnovers, but like I said, it wasn't anything too crazy. It was against the Commanders. I expected us to get that victory at home, considering how we played against Buffalo the week before. A little bit of momentum, even though we lost that game. It was a close game. But it's just getting the ball in the end zone, in the red zone. Just making those opportunities, not giving the ball back. Just make every opportunity count. And having your tight end catch for almost 100 yards, that guy's a weapon. And you just couldn't get him the ball. So is there a little bit of a quarterback controversy in New York right now? I hope Daniel Jones' next day is broken or whatever's wrong with it, because he needs to just chill out, sit down, because see where it goes. I mean, you paid that guy a lot of money. There's no point in throwing him back out there and risk him getting hurt again. Just let him stay out. Let him get healthy. You clearly invested in him long term.
He needs to work on his nutrition.
Yeah, exactly. Let him do some neck exercises. Put a slap a dumbbell to his side of his forehead or whatever. I don't know, but he needs to just do that. Do some calisthenics, whatever. But just let Tyrod Taylor ride, man. I mean,
do some goat yoga.
Yeah, exactly. Do some goat yoga. Whatever, goat yoga. But just let Tyrod Taylor rock, man. And he's a veteran quarterback. You have a lot of someone like him with a Darren Waller, with a guy like Saquon has been around for a little bit. You got some veteran guys that I think if they all can kind of work together and not have to clean up the messes that Daniel Jones can make sometimes, it'll be interesting. I know they're in a tough division as well. They still gotta play, Philly, Dallas, whatever. But hey, it's like the last 2 weeks with Tyrod Taylor under center, I can't complain. They were really close last week and they won one via against a shitty Commanders team, but I'll take the W. I'll take 2-5, and I'm chilling.
He's your Geno Smith.
There you go, Thomas. You want to add anything about your Eagles, or are you straight, man? I know you already kind of covered them a little bit, but
One thing adding to that offense this past week, my boy Dallas Goedert, he got mixed into that fold, and I think we had success because he had 77 yards that game. You know what I mean? We got so many weapons. We forget about a couple weeks ago. We forgot about Devontae Smith. You know, and then we started forgetting about Dallas Goedert. You know what I mean? We need a big guy over the middle to catch those balls. Pause. But he had 77 yards. I think that was the difference on offense. You know, and
he could go get Dwight Howard.
I knew it was coming.
And if you looked at the scoreboard, man, I think it resonated on the scoreboard would add him in the fold. And then we had 8 sacks on the defense. 8 sacks. You have 8 sacks? That's almost a win. You know what I mean? That's almost a win right there, because you can't sack somebody 8 times telling me they're going down the field and being successful every single time.
Yeah, they y'all getting after.
Yeah, you're getting after. Them dogs is getting out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then, literally, because all of them are for Georgia Bulldogs.
But now that was the two biggest things that I've seen in the game on offense and defense, man. That man Dallas Goedert, we definitely got to keep him. And for every team needs a tight end, and we have a really good tight end.
But that's exactly what Dwight Howard would say too.
No, he would say every man needs a tight end.
Every good team needs a tight end.
I need someone to count the Dwight Howard jokes. I think we're at 13 Dwight Howard jokes now.
Oh, I made more than that myself.
Oh, we're right in his wheelhouse as far as age then, huh?
Yeah. And kids.
Should have took a shot. We took should have took a shot for every Dwight Howard joke.
Oh, hell no. We would have been gone. No, but no. No, we would have been gone.
So, hey, let me boast a little bit. I'm in the winner's circles too, man. Can I talk about my Broncos a little bit?
No.
Oh. So listen, to be honest, guys, I don't know if this is more about the Broncos or Jordan Love, but at the end of the day, I will take it. Like, it's one of those. And Tom, you wanted to hear it for the podcast at the beginning. I actually did a clip and said when the Broncos get to 16 points, they forget how to play football. They got to 16 points, and the Green Bay Packers came back and went to 17-16.
Yeah.
So here I am having night terrors again, listening, because I'm at work. I'm listening to the game. I'm like, they finna do it again. They finna do it again. And even on Twitter or X, whatever it's called now, I even post. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we're up, man, you know, but they're at their magic number. Let's see they can hold on.
You can't say nothing at that point, man. You got to let it happen.
It got so bad for Denver there to a point with 16 points that we had a moment of silence at 16-16 on the show one day.
They did.
It was just so bad. We had a moment of silence for their offense at 16-16.
It's just like they forget to play. And it's just beyond mind-boggling watching this team when they get a lead and they can't hold on to it. But I do want to give a shout out to our running backs. They actually started running the ball very well between Jahil McGoffin and Javonte Williams. They had 20 carries for 177 yards. So those are your workhorses. Like, and McLaughlin has impressed me over a few weeks. He's a rookie that we drafted, and I'm liking the way he plays. So you keep him and Javonte and kind of build around that. Let Russell kind of just game manage, because this is what we pay for now, the $250 million. He's just going to have to be a game manager until we figure out this contract situation that he's in. But run the ball, success to neutralize the clock. Your defense was solid for once. Once again, like I said, I don't know if that was more to Jordan Love, but I think it is more to Jordan Love. But listen, I'm excited for the win. Very excited. But guess what? I come back crashing down to reality. Because we got the fucking Chiefs next week.
Oh, shit.
So, I'm going to enjoy this one win. And then now we got to deal with the Kansas City Chiefs, who I just cannot stand. The Chiefs. But you know what?
Taylor Swift shows up, y'all are definitely fucking screwed.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Travis Kelce had like 137 yards just 2 weeks ago against us. Oh, yeah. If she comes and Brittany Mahomes start doing that little initiation hand thing that they was doing, that people kept blowing up. Listen, they're just slapping hands. you can find two other white girls that do that and put them on the camera. Put the Asian girl that's the Charger fan on the camera and have her shake hands with them. I don't know, but
hey, but Cortez, there's a difference. One of them didn't make $4 billion off a tour.
Very true. But did you? Hey, I know I'm talking about my Broncos. This girl, the Charger fans, she's wearing a Buffalo Wild Wing hat in the game. What Buffalo Wild Wing paying her?
Because they sponsored her ass to go to the game. But there's one thing I did want to mention, though. Have we noticed how good the running backs have been playing in the NFL this year after all the madness that went on in the offseason with them not getting paid?
Them not getting paid.
The running backs this year were like, you know what, NFL? Fuck y'all. We're going to show you how valuable we are. And running backs all over the place have been showing out for their teams. So I just wanted to give some love to the damn running backs this year so far, because they have been balling their asses off and they deserve whatever they're going to get paid, because they are literally been the heartbeat of some of these offenses.
Big facts, man. Big facts. I agree with that. All right, let's move into the next topic, and we're going to go player of the week. Tom, you're new to this. This is very exciting. So I'm excited, man. It's the player of the week. Who's invited to the barbecue? What you cooking them? What you grilling them? What's on the grill? So I'm going to start with our guest, Mr. Tom. Who's your player of the week? And tell me what you're cooking this guy for being player of the week.
Well, man, I don't want to keep going back to my Eagles, man, but I got to, man. I gotta go back to him, you know. And hold on one second.
The dog is saying don't go back to him.
The dog is saying go back to him. But you're talking about my player of the week, or you guys just saying the player of the week in the NFL?
Yeah, player of the week in the NFL, and then what they're barbecuing out. Who let the dogs out?
What is Dwight Howard doing to these dogs?
I'm going to say, I did look at that question, but I kind of thought it was my player of the week. But my player of the week is Dallas Goedert, by the way.
That's fine.
I'm going to go with Dallas Goedert, man. 77 yards. 77 yards with all of my wide receivers on that team. That's catching the ball well. That boy had to stand up in there and play that goddamn game, because Miami, like you said, that defense was swarming. They know we got a lot of weapons. So they had to play off the ball. They had to play on the ball. They was banging us up, but Dallas Goedert stood in there and did what the tight end was supposed to do. And we needed him for that win. Now, that's just my opinion. You know what I mean? Other than the defense.
So now you chose Dallas Goedert. What you making him, bro? What's going to grill, man? What
man, I'm going to tell you.
Let's go.
So I think I'm going to have to put a steak on the baby. Put a steak on the grill. You know, maybe like a, you know, little filet, you know.
Nah, that man the porterhouse guy.
Yeah, but we're going to have a couple. We ain't just going to have one. You know what I mean? You know, we're going to have a couple, but you know what I mean? I'm going to tell him, if you eat this thing, anything over medium rare, I don't know if I could deal with you no more, bro. I don't want him coming there. Yeah, let me have a well-done steak right now, bro. But we're going to get some steaks on the grill, bro.
Sounds good, man. KC, welcome back. Who's the barbecue and what you cooking them, bro?
First off, we don't give defensive players enough love. So I am inviting Foye Oluwakan. From your Jacksonville Jaguars. The man had 14 tackles.
Yeah.
And a pick six. The boy is playing his ass off and is still not getting the credit, again, because they play in Jacksonville. But the boy is one of the best linebackers in the league, and he went to Harvard, so he's kind of smart. So I'm getting him some E equals MC squared ribs. And just get him some brisk. I ain't feeding him too much because I still need him to run around and tackle. So I'm big, and y'all know I'm big on nutrition, apparently. So we just going to keep it simple and get him some good, nice St. Louis style pork ribs and not even a potato salad, because again, I don't want to get him too full, but it kind of, we even a little bit of mac and cheese, like with the light cheese on it.
Okay. Light cheese. Okay. What's that?
Light cheese. You know, it's not as heavy. They make it from smaller cows. Like, they're not as heavy.
Not as heavy.
Yeah, lighter cheese. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mr. Matt, who's invited to the barbecue and what you cooking them, bro?
All right, I was gonna just bring Tyrod Taylor just for getting us that second win, but if I'm bringing Tyrod Taylor, I got to bring Saquon and I got to bring Darren Waller, because those two guys really showed out. Darren Waller, 7 catches, 98 yards and a touchdown. Saquon had like almost 130 total yards with a touchdown. And then Tyrod had 279 and 2 touchdowns, no turnovers. So I'm going to bring those three. And they only won their second game. So they're getting like hot dogs and like cheeseburgers and like bland ass potato salad. You're going to save a lot. Yeah, they're good.
They ain't even getting the all beef hot dogs.
No, they're getting like the boiled ones from like the stadium. I ain't even lighting the barbecue. I ain't even gonna buy the propane to light the grill. They could just have some hot dogs and some bags of potato chips.
He said they get boiled hot dogs and Wendy's hamburgers.
That's it. I'm gonna do like Trump did at the White House whenever they had. Georgia.
Yeah, when Georgia went.
Yeah. Give them some fast food, just some fast food, McDoubles and McChickens.
Damn.
If they can roll off a couple in a row, then we can start talking. But for right now, they're getting happy meals. And that's about it. So but yeah, kudos
to them. You feed them like a 90s birthday party, bro.
That's it. Exactly.
They get the orange drink in the bucket. Yeah, don't forget the
orange. What I'm saving on food, I'll get him a bouncy house.
Jesus. Oh, Lord. There you go. Oh, man. Good stuff. Look at y'all all choosing y'all players. The Broncos just stink so much. I'm not going to pick a Broncos player. So.
But you can't do that now. You don't get a bouncy house because Tyrod Taylor's old. So he might hurt himself.
Not break an ankle.
Exactly.
Do I go to a bouncy house?
Oh, man.
God damn it.
He probably lay down to see who falls on.
Okay. My player who I'm inviting to the barbecue. Okay, listen. I'm gonna go ahead and lay it out. I just told him something.
If there's a bouncy house, Dwight might find his new girlfriend or boyfriend now.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Okay, back to my player, DeWeeks, who's going to invite to the barbecue. I think I'm going to go ahead and put some – I'm going to slow cook some chicken with some bell peppers and onions, make some fajitas over that way. But I think this kid really deserves it. I'm going to call Tyson Badgett down, the undrafted rookie from Shepherd that played for the Bears. Justin Fields is out hurt. I know he played against Brian Hoyer. That's against the Raiders. But no, like 21 for 29, 162 yards, got the one touchdown. I know his running back was the one carrying a lot of the weight, but that's a difficult situation to be put in. But it's one of those, listen, as an undrafted rookie, your first NFL game is a win. Like, you can go for the rest of your life and hold that. And so that's a big deal for Mr. Tyson Badgett. So come on down, man. I got some fajitas for you. Slow cook on the grill. I got the lime squeeze on the chicken and stuff like that.
I know your name is Cortez, but why fajitas, brother?
I thought he was going to pick a Mexican player or something like that.
Why fajitas, man?
But listen, you never have fajitas on the grill, bro? Those things of course. Are fire, man.
Of course, but like, okay.
You're going all fancy for someone you don't even know.
I know, man. Hey, man.
Cortez, man, you should have gave that guy your famous sliced up sausages, like you would, like you would have Dwight Howard.
Damn.
Oh, my. That is 18 Dwight Howard, Joe. We have matured into 18.
Yo, but Cortez, real quick though, on that quarterback for Chicago, you see the video of his dad? His dad's like a world champion arm wrestler.
Holy
shit. Which is crazy, right?
His dad's like an 8-time world champion arm wrestler. So fuck it. Bring his dad, too, and y'all could just try to beat him in arm wrestling.
Yeah, nah, I don't want to break my arm, but, you know, he can have some fajitas for sure, man. So, all right, let's go into our top five teams. And I'm going to go with KC. Who's your top five teams? And I already know.
Let's see.
So go ahead.
Oh, God, have mercy. One is, let's see. I had it all thought out, and then you fucking asked me, and then I forgot about the shit. One's Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Two, Philadelphia. Three, Baltimore. Four, Jacksonville. Five, it was a toss-up between Miami and Detroit. So 5A and 5B.
Okay. Paul, who's your top five?
Yeah, no, I think Kevin's pretty much spot on. I think I go Kansas City one. They're feeling it right now. I would do Philly two. I would say Baltimore three, Jacksonville four, and then I still like Detroit, but yeah, I'll say Detroit five. Just because Miami can't win a big game. So I think, like he said, it's 5A, 5B, depending on the week, I guess.
Gotcha. Mr. Tom, who's your top five, sir?
Well, you know where I'm going with number one. And then I got the Chiefs, two. And then I still got San Fran at three. And then I'm going to go with the Dolphins at four. And then I'll go Jaguars are five.
All right. So
don't say that so spirited. Why don't you?
Jaguars are five.
Jesus Christ.
All right. I got the Chiefs at one. Unfortunately, can't stand the Chiefs. Two is the Eagles. Three are the Ravens. Four is Miami. And then five is Jags. Jags is definitely.
None of y'all got hope in the 49ers, bro?
They just bounced out this week, man. They just – two losses in a row.
And they'll be back once they get Debo back, they'll be back.
And they lost to the Vikings, and y'all know how I feel about the Vikings.
Vikings stink.
No. Let Paul say it.
The Vikings fucking stink.
There we go.
And they beat the goddamn 49ers.
Now, yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe I think I took this. Like I said, this is my first time. Maybe I thought you meant like just five teams overall. Not you talking about last week.
We go to week.
As of as of week seven.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We're talking about. Yeah, you're good.
It switches all the time. We're not consistent at all.
So real quick,
you're free to pick who you want to pick top five, bro. It's all good.
Well, no. Well, obviously, if it was this week, goddamn 49ers wouldn't be in it this week, obviously. But I was talking about just for the season. You know what I mean? Two wins is two wins. I mean, two losses, but they're a good team.
They're trending down right now. They gotta figure something out.
Yeah. But, they gotta get healthy.
But you gotta think about this though. If we lost this week, would y'all say that the Eagles are trending down after two losses in a row?
No, yes. not if it was to Miami.
Yes.
Just kidding.
No, because, yeah, we consider Miami to be good. So, like, even that, they would have lost to him. I still would have considered that a quiet loss.
Yeah, they still would have been three or four. They still would have been up there.
We consider Miami good. Minnesota, we don't. Yeah,
Minnesota, we don't. And y'all beat Miami pretty fashionably, so.
So, also, hey, real quick, while we're doing – top fives and favorites and blah, blah, blah. Since Kevin's here, we got a guest here. Halloween's next Tuesday. So I don't know if we're going to record next Tuesday, if we're going to wait till Wednesday. So I just want to know, favorite Halloween candy, go.
Tom, you first. You're the guest.
I like Sour Powers, man. Like those any of those little sour straws that come in the – Mm-hmm. From a little pack.
Oh, yeah.
Those are my favorites. You really don't get them, but you rarely get them. But when you get them, I'm going to eat them all.
What about you, Cortez?
Candy corn.
I'm fucking
out of it. No, absolutely not. No candy corn.
Fajitas.
Candy fajitas. Gummy fajitas. Right.
Don't judge me, but I like Twizzlers. Twizzlers is my go-to. So
Cortez 65.
Yep. Hey, easy. I eat the fuck out of some Twizzlers.
Only reason I brought this up was because last week Kevin was defending candy corn. So I'm interested to see what.
God damn it, I love candy corn, and I am 65. So shit.
What is wrong with you? How do you like candy corn, bro?
I like fucking candy corn.
I don't mind it. Gross. I don't mind
it. It's not gross. It's fucking candy corn. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. Don't you get all pissy because somebody don't like it. That's like judging Dwight Howard because he's fucking gay.
Whoa, man. Listen, everybody listening to the Balls in Our Court podcast. Our ideas and our thoughts are not part of Kevin Carter. Kevin Carter's his own man, so.
They have a good candy corn. Has a good
24-15 on that.
Candy corn has good nutritional value.
Pretty well, Cortez.
No, but well,
candy. What is candy corn made out of other than sugar?
Candle wax.
Ground down teeth. That's what it is.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Teeth. Whatever and sugar. It is.
Old people like it. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, so before
Cal hoops and
all right. So Paul, I seen you the picks for last week. I'm gonna go ahead
hold
and go
on. The screen here.
No. We gonna do it. Hold on.
I'm talking about my favorite candy. God dang it.
Oh, I thought it was candy corn.
No. I just said that shit to get y'all in a ruffle. And it worked.
Ruffle with feathers, don't you?
And it worked.
Apparently.
No, my favorite is, I don't know if you had them or not, but the gummy nerds.
Oh, yeah, with the nerds on the outside and the gummy inside? Yeah, those bangers.
Them fucking things is addicting. I'll eat a whole fucking bag before you can even blink.
Yeah, they are. I just had some Saturday. My daughter's competition, I just had some. Kill it.
They're really fucking good. And my mom gets pissed because she'll leave them out at the house and I'll just walk by and grab a handful or seven and then the bag will be empty. And she's like, where did they all go? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Chewing.
Yep. Yeah. Chewing on them. Breath smelling like candy. I don't know where they went.
I'm going to go with a candy you really only get on Halloween. I know it's available all the time, but when I was younger, I used to love the flavored Tootsie Rolls, like the ones that were like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, and cherry and all that stuff.
Cherry and orange and all that. I was all about that. Yeah. My sister and my brother and stuff, they weren't about that life. Giving them shits all to me. I'm gonna eat all them little flavory shits all day
them
long.
Things were good. I love the green apple ones.
Yeah, bro. So I'm gonna go with that. So
you know what they remind you of? Softer now and later. That's what they remind you of.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Facts.
Now like see, I might be switching my candy. Now and later is a busting too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, but now and later is how your teeth fall out to get turned into candy corn.
Oh yeah!
Oh, you're right.
Yep,
you're right.
And they already sweeten your teeth, so that's how they make it into candy corn.
Oh man,
got that shit right. Still stuck in it. You're like, oh fuck, now I make candy corn.
All right, Paul, all right. Go and take here over the pigs. I can't pull up the screen, so it's all you, man. So
I got
to get it. Knock Thomas out. So I want to see his face.
Cool. That's my guy. Thank you, bro. I want to see his face.
Give me 1 second. All right, to recap. To recap last week,
it was Mooney. Right.
Show us your face.
Speaking of that, I rewatched that shit the other night and died laughing. Oh my fucking god!
Okay, Paul, take over. I'm sorry, Chappelle.
You're good.
All right, show us your face. You turned that music off.
Oh man.
Woogie boogie. All right.
To recap last week, I went 5-8.
Then he divorced his wife.
Cortez went 6-7. And Woo. Kevin went 9-4.
Damn, Kevin. Bam.
Big winner. Bam. Big winner, Kev. So Bam. For the season standings.
Hold on. You gotta say what the special guest got, because they got their ass whooped.
Oh yeah.
Brad went 4-9.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Brad was on the show last week, Tom.
Tom's got an easy little hill to climb, because he only has to win more than four to be our be our top guest picker of the year. So
I got it. I'm good. I got it.
That shit was terrible.
For the year, I am 57-48. Cortez is 62-43. And Kev is also 62-43. Kev coming from the trenches.
Gotcha, bitch. Whoa, way. God darn it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord, he had mercy. Oh, God.
Ganked. All right, here we go. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum. All right.
Boom.
Here we go. Week ocho. Thursday night football. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Buffalo Bills.
Fucking hell.
Oh, boy. Ooh. They're at Buffalo?
At Buffalo.
That way they can't be jet lagged.
I got Buffalo. They bounce back. At home. Cold.
Yeah.
It's gonna be cold.
I got Buffalo too, because they won't be jet lagged. They're in Buffalo. No jet lag.
Tampa went by some bad habits I didn't like. So I'm going Buffalo.
Just because they stopped giving the ball to Mike Evans. That was their number one mistake.
I'm gonna take their bad habits was going back to them ugly ass creamsicle uniforms. Yeah, I said it. What? Fuck dude,
creamsicle. It's the same color as candy corn.
I was just about to say that. Candy corn uniforms.
Fucking hypocrite.
Fucking ugly ass fucking uniforms.
Don't talk about candy corn no more, bro.
Next. First 1 o'clock game. The Houston Texans at the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, my God.
That's a good show right there. That's a terrible game.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to change it.
Is that game being played on Univision?
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's going to be blacked out because it's not going to sell out. So
ESPN.
That game is being played on Snapple Prime, not even Apple.
Yeah.
Like Snapple.
So you play on Tubu.
Snapple Plus.
That's gonna be a Tubi flick.
Tubi.
Shit brought to you by Black and Miles.
Code 45 presents.
I'm going Texans. Texans will win the game.
Hey, fucking hell, that's terrible. I'm going Texans.
I'm gonna go Texans too, because Miles Sanders is still out. So they really ain't got too much of a run. They ain't got to run the game when he's there, because he's not doing well. So I'm going to go Texas on the road.
CJ Stroud versus Bryce Young. I'm going to go with Houston. All right, next 1 o'clock, the Los Angeles Chargers at Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
Dallas. God. Dallas going to tear their ass up.
Do you know why?
Oh, because it's Dallas and they're home.
And the Chargers fucking stink. That's why.
Yeah.
Hold up. The Chargers or the Rams?
That's the Rams. My bad. That's the Rams.
I know they play the Chargers. Yeah.
Either way, playing the Rams.
I'm still go Dallas.
Yeah, Cowboys. Cowboys, man.
I'm still going Dallas.
I hate Dallas.
I hate them too. They just got too much firepower. But you know what? I just like them at the end of the year. When they fuck up,
I got catching up to do, and this always bites me in the ass every goddamn week. But I'm gonna take the Rams.
And since you did that, I'm taking Dallas.
All right, we got the Minnesota Vikings at Green Bay Packers.
Oh man, you know what? I know Paul used to say that the Minnesota Vikings just stink. The Vikings will win this game.
On the road?
Yeah.
Again.
Dan Green Bay?
On the road. the issue you got is Jordan Love kind of stinks too. So
yeah, he does.
I'll take Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Kirk Cousins is better than Jordan Love. So I'll roll with Minnesota this week. I picked against him every goddamn week. I'm gonna take Minnesota.
I'm gonna go Green Bay on this one.
Okay.
All right. Next 1 o'clock. New Orleans Saints at Indianapolis Colts.
Is Richardson still out?
He's done for the year.
He's done for the year.
Yeah, they're done for the year. they're done.
Put the whole Colts are on IR. Put them on IR.
Hey, as you see the hat, New Orleans Jet Life, Saints to get it.
Yep. Let's go. I'm with it.
I'll take the Saints.
Saints are still my pick to win that division, so I'm going with New Orleans.
It's not all right. Not a bad pick, to be honest.
New England Patriots at Miami Dolphins.
Come on.
Miami can be bad.
I got Miami.
Oh, bad team. Miami. Yeah, bad team, Miami. Yeah.
Miami can beat bad teams.
Yep. These are the games Miami wins, so I'm going to take Miami as well.
They got no answer for Miami, bro. Like, they don't have an answer for Miami. They don't have an answer for Tyreek Hill. Not many people do, but they definitely don't.
Oh, this is exciting. 1 o'clock, the New York Jets at New York Giants.
Ah, fucking ooh, shit.
Ooh, New York that's series.
That's a good game right there.
It's the New York win. New York Snorries, not series.
This game going to end in a whopping score, 7-3. Jets win.
Nah, it's gonna be 7-3 Yankees. That's who's gonna fucking win.
Jets have the better defense. So hey, it hurts me to say it, but I'm gonna take the Jets.
Yeah,
I'm going to take the New York Football Giants.
Hey. All right. You just think that one's just gonna have a bad week, huh?
I just think the Giants will win.
Okay.
All right. Next 1 o'clock game, Jacksonville Jaguars at Pittsburgh Steelers.
Jaguars.
Yeah.
Jaguars.
Yeah, Jacksonville's rolling right now. I'll take Jacksonville.
Clean sweep. Last time Jaguars got a clean sweep.
I don't week one.
Yeah, that's true.
I think when they played the Toy Story game, I think we all picked them too.
Yeah, we picked them there too. Right. We picked Andy's room. Yeah.
All right. 1 o'clock.
Atlanta I think we Falcons. Picked them the Bills. I think we picked them the Bills game too.
Maybe.
I don't think nobody picked the Bills. I think we all picked Jacksonville.
That's true. Hey, there you go. Atlanta Falcons at Tennessee Titans.
Oh, fucking. Fuck the Titans.
Yeah, I got the Falcons.
I'm taking the Falcons.
I got the Titans in this one. Yeah, I got the Titans in this one.
I'm gonna take Tennessee at home.
Yeah. Fuck the Titans. All right.
Last 1 o'clock game.
Oh, y'all. Eagles. So y'all are gonna take the duo of Will Levis and the other guy. They don't even want to play.
Listen, it's tomato tomato with these two things, bro.
Yeah.
It's tomato tomato. It's crap on a wall that doesn't stick. So let's be honest here.
Yeah.
So bad.
It's like playing 7 seconds in heaven with Dwight Howard. It's going to go bad.
Oh my God.
19 Dwight Howard jokes, man. It's 19. But,
God. All right. Last 1 o'clock game, Philadelphia Eagles at the Washington Commanders.
I'm going with Philly. You know what I mean? Just I haven't seen them play all year yet, so I'm just going to go with them, though. We could have skipped over that one.
I mean, the Eagles, I guess the one dude, was it Jeremiah that's saying that they suck and stink? They have been for a while. That trend continues. They stink again. The Eagles win this game.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Philly.
Yeah, I will take Philly.
I will tell you, like, the last game was pretty damn close. it's not gonna be that close. I think we get the most points we have this year on the ass.
What y'all should push the whole fucking game. That's the only play you run.
They're gonna ban it next week. Watch. They're gonna ban that shit next week.
All right. First 405 game, the 4-2 Cleveland Browns at the Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks tear that ass up. Deshaun still out?
Probably.
Yeah, Seahawks gonna tear this up.
I'm feeling froggy here. I'm gonna pick the Browns.
Oh.
Pick the Browns.
Same thing Dwight Howard picks.
The same hole.
Yep, same hole.
Oh, my God.
All Browns all the time. Taking Seattle, fighting Geno Smith.
Yeah, I got Seattle on that one, too. 425, Baltimore Ravens at Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, fucking hell. Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
I'm going with Baltimore.
Yep. Ravens. 425, Kansas City Chiefs at Denver Broncos.
Holy shit.
I'm going with the Broncos.
Let's ride.
I'm so in much pain right now. We had a good week, and it's got to be ruined by the freaking Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm sorry. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs. I want
to. I was about to say, sir, you have been removed from the show.
I want to make that clear.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Kansas City unfortunately wins this game, but I will say the Broncos win. I will be talking mad shit, but
no shit.
Kansas City will win this game. Unfortunately, Pat Mahomes is doing us. Has done us like Aaron Rodgers did the Bears. Like, we just can't beat that man.
So, can't beat him.
Mm-mm. Chiefs across the board. All right. 425, Cincinnati Bengals at San Francisco 49ers.
Niners bounce back, man. They bouncing back.
I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm kind of on board with you there. I think Joe Burrow comes out this game and surprised his team. I got the Bengals as well.
Coming off a bye. Purdy ain't playing too Purdy right now.
Bengals is weird like this. They go on this little weird run, and I know that's they 49ers last two losses. If 49ers would have won one of these games, oh, easily I would have picked them. I'm worried about the 49ers, bro. I think Bengals can get a win here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Bengals as well. I think the offense will show up, and the Niners are gonna have a tough time keeping up with some of the injuries they got. And for some reason, Christian McCaffrey keeps giving the ball up. That's very uncharacteristic of that guy. He's been having fumble problems. So yeah. get that man some gloves or nutrition or something. He needs something.
Nutritionist.
Yeah. All right. 8:20 Sunday Night Football. Jesus H. Christ. Chicago Bears at Los Angeles Chargers.
Fucking hell.
God.
Jesus.
Why this game?
Nobody's going to watch that game. Out.
This shit better get fucking flexed.
You said at L.A.?
At L.A.
Chargers
win. L.A.
Chargers win. Chargers win. Triple-double.
He had a double-double in the beginning of the third quarter.
He's got a triple-double now.
I'm shocked.
I'm going to go against the grain and go. I'll go to Bears.
Okay.
I'll take the Chargers.
All right.
Who'd you go, Kev? You want Chargers?
Yeah, Chargers.
Monday Night Football. Why did Vegas got so many primetime games? The Las Vegas Raiders at the Detroit Lions.
The Lions.
Detroit bounces back. They bounce back.
Yeah. Lions.
Yeah, I'll take Detroit. I don't like LeBron. I think Hoyer is still the quarterback for the Raiders, so I'm gonna take the Lions.
Nice.
And that's it. Those are your week eight matchups, ladies and gentlemen.
No, right, they're saying Garoppolo is going to be back.
Okay.
It doesn't make a goddamn difference. He fucking stinks. No.
Yeah, it don't matter anyway, but Garoppolo might be back.
All right. So we had it. I'm going to do this one last segment. This is KC Corner. There's a big week coming up, of course, in college football. So, Kevin, the corner is all yours before we close this bad boy up.
It wasn't, the main reason I came on today is because every year we've done a show right around this time, and every year we had to talk about it. It's the world's largest drunk fest. It's the world's largest watching girls walking around in sundresses. Half of them got no teeth because they're from Georgia. But, yeah, it's the Florida-Georgia game. It's probably one of the most fun weekends that we have up here in Jacksonville, especially like because the Jaguars sucked. But, yeah, it's going to be a good time. I know Georgia's pretty damn good, but I do know that they've lost a lot of fucking people to Philadelphia. So, yeah, they've lost a lot of fucking people to Philadelphia. So hopefully that's knocked them down a peg a little bit. And
no, they're still ranked number one, and Florida ain't ranked.
Yeah, so yeah, we're not talking about right now. We're going to talk about the possibility of there being a gigantic upset this weekend, which if it happens, you will not get me to shut up for 2 years. I will take this one as a 2-year win, and I will talk all the mad shit I can to every single person I see wearing red and black with that stupid G on it for God knows how long possible. Knowing good and well it ain't going to fucking happen, though. But God damn it, if it does, I'm not going to show up. But it's a good time up here. If you never got the chance to come to a Florida-Georgia game and you actually live in Florida and or Georgia, definitely go to one just to go to the atmosphere. I still remember the first time I took Cortez. It was like the look on his face was probably like Dwight Howard's after the first time he got into a booty hole. He was just excited, and he was happy to be there. And, yeah. But yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely a good time. If you never come, just come for that. You don't even got to go to the ball game. You can come. Yeah, you can just come and walk around and enjoy it. But it definitely is fun. But please let Florida win. And if Florida wins, yeah, you will not get me to shut up.
Definitely.
But good times have our.
If Florida wins, fajitas on Cortez.
If Florida wins, fuck fajitas. I'm going and getting some fucking porterhouses. I'm going to fucking Ruth Chris Steakhouse. I'm going to all the motherfucking places. God damn it, I'm going big if fucking Florida wins. Goddamn fajitas.
Listen, I can echo that statement about going to the Florida Georgia game. It's such a blast, such a fun time. You know, Kevin goes quite frequently, and I'm telling you, it's quite the experience, man. Like, just tailgating everywhere, people inviting you up, Georgia or Florida fans, you know, just friendly banter, offering you a plate, barbecue, good time, offering you shots of tequila or Jack Daniels, whatever they're drinking. But
everything.
It's a blast, man. Yeah, it's a blast. Jello shots is out left and right. And it's a fun experience for sure. It's definitely one of the top five experiences that I experienced in a sporting event. So definitely a good time. As always, Gators, because yeah.
People are so goddamn hammered that homeless people can come up to the tailgate, walk through, grab whatever they want, say hey to you, and then just walk the fuck off. It's like homeless people in Jacksonville's favorite weekend because they know they get to eat good. Because they hit up every single fucking tailgate from one end of it to the other. And damn it, they need to go find Cortez so they can get some fajitas.
Oh, good stuff. All right.
They play in Jacksonville Stadium. Or yes. The Jag Stadium. Okay.
Yeah, every year. Yep.
Yeah.
You can tell I'm not from
Florida.
Since I've been around, it's only have not been there twice, and that's when the they were renovating when we first got the team in Jacksonville. So 93 and 94 it was played in Florida and Georgia. Like, that was the first time it was played in a long time. That was the first time it was played in the home stadiums. And Florida is the only team to drop, I think, over 50 in Georgia. So that was fun times. That Spurrier wanted to do that just because he could.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Heck yeah, man. All right, we appreciate Kev coming in and definitely doing the homage, paying homage to the Florida Georgia game. Always a fun experience, but let's go and wrap this bad boy up. We had an hour and 30 minutes. What a good show today. Good show today, guys. A lot of Dwight Howard jokes. So before we get into another one, let me go and close the show.
Before we head into the at end of the show.
Oh, my.
That was for Dwight.
Dwight of the Brown.
Good Lord. All right, guys. Make sure y'all stay tuned for me and Paul during the week. It was a busy week for the Balls in My Court podcast at Magic Roundtable. We had me and Kevin broke down the season. And then we was honored to have Thomas join the show.
Thank you.
So it's been a pleasure. So it's been a lot of activity this week. So October is always a busy month. So super excited to have all the guests that comes on the show represent. Kevin coming in from time to time contributing. Like he said, he had to do the Jordan thing, whip out the jersey, come out of retirement for a little bit. So not retiring, but just kind of come off and contribute. But, you know.
See, the NBA preview, I likened it, if you haven't listened to, I liken it to Cortez being Scottie Pippen sticking the Jordan up to the camera and pointing, saying, come on back, we need you, because I knew he needed me for the NBA show. So, of course, I put on the 45 jersey and came back and dropped 60 on the Knicks.
Definitely. So, but hey, before we close it up, I want to give Tom the chance to promote what he does. I know he does a great show. I'm excited to be contributing, hopping into that show in the future. Does some good content. So I'm going to let Tom speak on that before we close and wrap up.
Well, the show is called The Clutch Experience. It's on YouTube. We haven't shot in a little bit. We're in talks, we're trying to get everything rolling. But I'm actually trying to get something going myself. Just because Clutch is, he's traveling a lot with his job now. And he's actually literally in and out of the state like every other week. So it's kind of hard to do because we shoot on location. And, you know, it's just hard for him to be there. So I'm trying to get myself rolling right now. But you can catch me on some episodes on YouTube, The Clutch Experience. And, yeah, it's dope. But looking forward to getting my stuff going and looking forward to having you guys up there, too.
Absolutely, man. Fantastic. So. All right, so let's close this bad boy up. Make sure you stay tuned for me and Paul during the week. We'll definitely be recovering the NFL. Whenever Tom or Kev want to come back on, they're more welcome to do so. Love to have both of them back on the show. To get the podcast, you can follow us at BIOC Podcast. But before I plug that in, Paul, give me your at name on Twitter.
@_Paul_Mac on X. And then thepaulmac520 on Instagram. And that's all you get because you got to pay for the rest.
Mr. Carter?
You can find me at KevinC2415 since they so rudely, like, ripped me, like, directly right off the bottom of the thing. Like, I didn't help create this goddamn show.
All love, my G. Tom, you got an S or no?
Nah, but you can catch me anywhere at Tom Childs, 1984. Usually on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter. I never post anything. Nothing cool, at least. But you can still look at me, though. You can still come look at me. Oh, my OnlyFans. Mr. Brown Cheeks, 77. Hit me up there. Just find out.
Dwight Howard just subscribed.
He just cashed at me $500, so I'm good.
We're at 22 Dwight Howard jokes.
This is, I guarantee you, when we go back and count, there's gonna be more than fucking 22 Dwight Howard
jokes. I'm just estimating here. You can follow me on X. I'm at @endofmindofcp. Also, you can get the podcast on YouTube at BLC Podcast. You also go to our anchors or our Spotify, which is anchor.fm/Cortez-Paul. Facebook is Balls Not Court Podcast. You can also get us on Anchor, Spotify,
Google Cortez Play, forgot.
I know, I'm blanking over here. All the Dwight Howard jokes got me all blanking.
We'll post the link tree in the description.
Yeah, the link tree and all that. All that covered. Or as Kevin like to say,
wherever you listen to it before, just listen to us there again.
Absolutely. You also can go to buymeacoffee.com/BOC podcast. Feel free to make any donations to the podcast that can help contribute to getting anything for equipment, giveaways, all that, et cetera. Be glad to help out with that. But hey, this is all we got here. Wrapping it up, speaking for Mr. Paul Mack, Mr. Kevin Carter, Mr. Tom Childs, this is Cortez Paul, Ball's Not Court Podcast. Enjoy the rest of your evening, ladies and gentlemen. NBA,
peace.
Week is back.